To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The drive is live.
We are capable. I mean, that's kind of how I got a wife. Bro. Like, I sold to her that I was once upon a time ago very capable of doing a job.
Yeah.
And
more than capable. When you outkick your coverage the way we have, man, it shows we are more than capable.
More
man.
Than capable. But it's about sustainability.
And consistency.
You know,
yeah.
I feel like I've kind of hit a bump in the road at times. And
who doesn't?
You know, I need a little push. I need a little push sometimes. But I tell you what, I would be way more excited about Rocket preseason basketball if I knew for a fact that Kevin Durant was going to be playing Rocket preseason basketball
man,
tonight.
But it's cool, man. You want to see all of the Rockets who are going to be playing basketball for the Rockets this year. And you did get to see Kevin Durant last week.
I did.
And we talked about it, I feel like, not long after the game.
Yeah.
Right? So we had a good time with that. And, man, we had good vibes from that. I don't think that there's any kind of mystery as far as what Kevin Durant is going to provide to you and what he's going to mean to the team. You want to see what everybody else looks like. I'm excited about everybody that's going to wear a Rockets uniform because it's one of the more exciting Rockets seasons that we're going to get, at least yeah. early on, until they prove otherwise.
Rockets. Let's go, Rockets.
Let's do it.
Maldi.
Let's go.
I miss Maldi.
Maldi knew the vibes, man. One thing about it, until he went Fromber on me and did the extensions on his hair, it's really the only time that Maldi went got sideways with me.
Yeah.
Wasn't a glowing green light for base stealers either.
Well, you know what? Have we come to find out and realize that it's not necessarily all on the catcher? Okay? It's
not all on the catcher. Not always, but...
Cool. It's just not, like...
It's rough.
I don't know,
year.
Man. Did you see the other night? I think it was game one where Cal Riley threw somebody out. And it was just like a perfect ball to J.P. Crawford.
Perfect ball.
And he didn't have to do anything. Basically, the throw carried him into the runner's thigh.
Mm-hmm.
It was that good. I mean, it was that good.
It.
I mean, it is a lot on the throw.
That is also the MVP.
Fair enough.
Of the league.
It was a special throw.
Let's go, Rocket.
He's very, very good. We'll get to them here in a little bit, man. But... good to be here, man. Sean Bajani, Brandon Scott, Tyler Milner. It's good to actually be all in two rooms and able to see each other without having to worry about technology and doing the show out on remote. So,
well, yeah. Hey, boy.
Technology should be pretty good here in the studio, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good, man. We're going to have a good time today. If you'd like to be a part of it, 713-572-4610. You can hit us up via the text line. Join the chat, Twitch, YouTube, watch the show. A whole bit. It'll be a lot of fun. Last night, I was not anticipating it being a great sports night outside of like playoff baseball. But you and I were talking, and I'm sure T-Mill was kind of like this too. He has to monitor like his badass bets because he was on a heater like 12 for 12. I don't think he went perfect last night, but pretty damn close, right?
Our perfect streak came to an end, but 3 for 4, suckers.
Ah, 3 for 4. A 750 winning percentage is not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad at all.
But,
man.
Dude,
good for you in your pockets, T-Mill.
Between the Bills and the Falcons, and the Bears and the Commandos in playoff baseball last night. Holy crap, what a night.
Yeah, so the thing about it for me is, like, normally when you get these Monday night doubleheaders, a lot of times at least one of them is not very good. And so you can kind of take one for granted, and whichever one that Joe Buck and Troy Aikman is on is probably the one that you're wanting to watch the most.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one had intrigue, and what was weird about it is, okay, you've got two Monday night football games that are both intriguing on the same night when you have playoff baseball, if you're inclined to watch it, and you and I both are. So we were both trying to do both things, right,
yeah,
at the same time. But it was worth it, man. Like, I thought that the Falcons, for me, sort of arriving, like the Monday night football.
Where'd they come from?
Atlanta Falcons arrival. Like, yeah, they're here. That's an organization that's invested in young players, and they're never really taken seriously until it's time to. It's like, yeah, they're like the ultimate show me franchise. You know, they always got some talent, but they're in the NFC South. You never actually really know if the Falcons are going to be good. You look up now, they look like they could actually be pretty good, taking down the Bills on Monday Night Football.
Dude, Reggie had it earlier. I think it was Reggie. He said, what, the Falcons are number two in total defense and number one in total offense now, or something like that. Like, they're up there.
That it's believable. They've got, like, Lewis Riddick was making the point on the broadcast last night about how Terry Fontenot, their GM, has invested. We know all of their offensive players, right? The Bijan Robinsons and, of course, Kyle Pitts, Drake London's of the world.
Yeah,
and obviously their quarterback is in his second year, Michael Penix. But they've also invested a lot on the defensive side of the ball in first-round picks and acquisitions. They have taken some swings on the defensive side of the ball. And the big thing about Atlanta, which was interesting to see last night, this kind of coming to fruition, was that this was a big year in their development, right? They've spent a lot on a lot of players, and their quarterback is now in year two. When are you supposed to see the signs? Oh, it's materializing in a winning record 6 weeks through the season and a marquee win in Monday Night Football against the MVP.
I turned it on last night and I was like, dude, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Atlanta was up 21-7 at half. It should have been, I say should have been, it could have been 28-7. That play where the dude stepped out of bounds, like, at the 2 yard line as time expired. I mean, it was wild.
And the
man.
Swing there for them to not get that score, and then on the other end to open up with a score, right? It was like, okay, it felt like a damn near a 14-point swing, like the missing of seven and them getting seven on the other end to start the half.
Well, and shout out to the Bills last night defensively to hold them to just 3 points in the second half. Like, that's pretty wild. I told T-Mill on the show yesterday, I'm like, because that game was a part of his best bets. And I said, what's the line? He said 3.5. And he was taking the under, which was at like 39.5, right?
On the Bills game?
Yeah, yeah.
I was on under 50.
That was under 50?
Yeah, okay. The 39 one, though, that was a recent bet. So
okay.
You were just...
Oh, yeah, that was the other one that you actually hit on over the weekend, I think it was. But I saw the 3.5. I'm like, whoa, that's fishy to me. And then... result, 24-14, Bills lose. I don't know how Bills fan feels about, like, their team right now. Like, you can't feel too terrible. You lost to a pretty damn good Atlanta team. Bijan Robinson and Drake London last night combined for almost 400 all-purpose yards.
Oh, yeah. Bijan Robinson on his own had, like, 20-something touches for almost 200-and-something yards.
It's like,
right?
186. And then he caught another 68 yards.
You know, he was insane. And not just the numbers, but the plays, the way it looks, how special he is. I've been saying it since, you know, he was at Texas and when he was in the draft. And remember, this was the year after Damian Pierce's aforementioned rookie year that we were talking about in the toss earlier, right? I'm like, look, if Bijan Robinson is there, it's...
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
12. Well, if there's a way to get him in that mid-round, go out and get him and don't let it be because you got a Damian Pierce or you feel good about your running back position.
How do we feel about that now?
Or in Tyler's case, no offense, Tyler, but I don't draft running backs in the first round. I get it. I understand.
That's the majority.
It's a fine philosophy. But we ain't talking about any old, and I know you're an Aggie, and this is a Longhorn, and you don't want to admit it, but you guys had one like this in your own right, right? Like, you've seen what with the in A-Chain, right? Like, a perfect example of this, of a running back that you just say, hey, you know what? Rules be damned. This is a game breaker. You go out and get him. And sure enough, Bijan Robinson is having that type of year, that type of breakout year. And, of course, Monday Night Football was a perfect way to showcase this. Really, the entire night to me was about, on one end, you got the MVP and Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. And then the other three quarterbacks are all second-year guys on either relevant teams or with relevant pathways.
Like, yeah.
Like in the case of Caleb Williams, I don't know how relevant the Bears are going to ultimately be, but the number one pick from 2 years ago is relevant. The guy who left the Lions and was their sort of offensive guru to become the head coach of the Bears and lead Caleb Williams, that's a story, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to follow them. I'm going to obviously follow Jaden Daniels, right? And I'm going to follow this Michael Penix thing and the Falcons and what they're doing.
I'm definitely going to be following Penix. I mean, that's a guy that I wanted to be good, you know, so badly. Not just because the Falcons spent a bleep ton of money on Kirk Cousins to not play him, you know, and draft this guy. But, I mean, come on. Like, who doesn't want to see, like, you know, the influx of new, young quarterback, athletic quarterbacks, you know, flourishing in the NFL? I want to see the best possible talent, you know, spread out as much as we possibly can. Read this headline. I screenshotted something on my phone. That's via Twitter last night. What does that headline say, B. Scott?
Bears drop heartbreaker 24-22 to Commanders in Monday Night Thriller.
AI sucks. Okay. This was at 10:14 p.m. Okay. 10:14 p.m. The Commandos and Bears game ended at 10:22 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah.
All right. That headline, that piece of crap Grok story or whatever, was generated like almost 10 minutes before the end of the game.
Yeah.
When the Bears had the ball and great field position. I think they took over their last possession like at their own 40-yard line or whatever.
Sean.
Mm-hmm.
AI is operating in real time. So, yeah, it sucks.
Come on, man.
But it's operating in real time. And if we want to do AI and analytics, what was the win probability for them at that point?
I don't know. They were down by two, and it says drop, as in it already happened. It doesn't say Bears will drop or could drop heartbreaker.
It's prepared. AI sucks at being a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is programmed to do bleep like that in real time.
Here's why I'm mad at it. And I'm still mad about this.
We're screwed as a society. I'm not disagreeing with that.
15 hours later, here's why I'm mad at it.
That's how AI works, man. It's operating in real time.
I told you, I'm trying to follow all these things, all these sporting events last night, right? Okay? Knew I had a show to do today, and it's like, I don't want to miss anything. I flip on the game and I see at the time, I don't know what it was, 2:28 left in the fourth quarter. Okay, Bears got the ball. And then I look on Twitter and I see this headline. And I'm like, ah, crap. I'm behind. Like, my wife must have pressed pause or something on the TV. And so I click go to live TV and the TV doesn't budge. And then I look on Disney Sports and the clock is the same as what I'm seeing on the TV. And I'm like, what the hell's going on around here?
Was this on the Grok tab, whatever it is, the GROK?
Go to trending on Twitter, yeah. And that's like the very first thing.
That's like the last place where you need to be trying to get updates, man, because it's just trying to...
Well, I wasn't looking for an update. It was just there,
okay,
and I'm
I got
like,
you,
oh!
Because that's the algorithm. It's just trying to algorithm
read
you.
The fine print. The fine print says, this story is a summary of posts on X and may evolve over time. Asses. Yeah, Grok can make mistakes. Verify its outputs.
Yeah,
gee,
man.
Thanks.
Sorry, Bejani.
Yeah. This is what happens when an old is trying to use like 2025 technology.
You're not that old, though.
Well, apparently I am.
So a little. Okay?
How old are you?
You want to
43 this month.
43 year olds are using AI, man.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Thanks.
I took a class, not a class, but like a. It's like a seminar on using AI for parenting.
Yeah.
And I mean, for like helping you with like how to help your kids with their homework.
Okay.
How to talk to kids about sensitive subjects.
See, I could be dangerous.
Maybe things that you...
You could get some bad advice there.
Well, anytime you do any kind of AI training, it does tell you to, you know, self-edit or to insert the human element into the AI and make sure that you don't just... Take the AI for
advice could evolve over time.
Yes.
You get the fine print.
I know I told you to say this, but now it's time for you to say that.
It can make mistakes. Make sure you verify its outputs.
The worst thing you can do is completely rely on the AI to be the end all be all.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you can't do. AI can kind of steer you in the right direction or help you with like, you know, again, the direction or where you're trying to go, but it can't be the end all be all.
Lesson learned, okay? I'll just say that.
Yeah, man, don't be getting your sports updates from AI, man. Watch sports like a real man, Bejani.
Do you see these
ads?
What's
the matter with you?
Do you see these ads all over the place now? It's like, oh, you can have AI, you know, trade stocks for you. You can have AI come up with on-the-spot analysis and make your Sunday picks, you know, via the NFL. It's like, who in the actual you-know-what is doing that right now? Like, anybody with, like, bleep you money that just doesn't have the time. It's like, hey, AI, make my picks for me this weekend.
Man, you'd be surprised.
I know what happens. But it's got to.
And again, they use it, and then they review the picks. They don't just... It's not like auto-draft, right? In like, your fantasy draft,
mm-hmm.
where you just, like, turn on auto-draft, and you don't have... You don't even worry about it. You just let the computer draft for you. It's not like that.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.